kids out there, this show's specially for you. I guess you grown-ups will like it too.
Hi, Vanessa. Where are you going?
Oh, nowhere.
Why do you have ice skates?
Okay, I'm going ice skating.
Can I come?
Rudy, you wouldn't like it. There'll be a lot of big people there and you could get bumped around.
I don't care.
You could fall on the freezing cold ice and catch pneumonia.
I don't care.
Your ankles aren't strong enough. They're gonna swell up and you won't be able to walk for a week.
I don't care.
Rudy, everyone there is going to be 11 and you wouldn't have any fun. Tell you what, I'll take you sledding tomorrow.
Thanks, Mom.
See you later.
Hey, Rudy.
Do you want to play?
I'm sorry, I really can't. I have something very important to discuss with Dad. Have you seen him?
Dad's busy.
Doing what?
Cleaning the stove.
Did he say he'd like some help?
No.
Good. Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Fine.
Almost finished?
Finished.
Hey, next time ask me. I would have been happy to help.
What do you want?
Well, Dad, you know next Saturday is the booster banquet for the football team.
Yeah, your mother and I bought 2 tickets for it.
Well, can you buy a couple of more? See, everybody on the team has to sell 10.
How many have you sold?
Counting you?
Uh-huh.
2.
Well, how many people have you asked?
Counting you?
Yeah.
2.
2. Son, you're supposed to go outside of the house.
Well, I figure you can ask some of the doctors over at the hospital.
Ask some of the doctors over the... That's all you people ever think about in this house. Every time you have something to sell, it's getting so I walk in the doctor's lounge, they say, uh-oh, here's Huckster Huxtable, and they dive under the sofa.
Dad, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great banquet. After dinner, they're going to show a film of the season's highlights.
See, this is going to be a short film. As a matter of fact, there's no sense even turning the lights off. Now, look, do me a favor. I forgot to put the thing in back. So just put those things in for me. Thank you.
Hello? This is Rudy. Rudy Huxtable. I live in New York City.
Pardon me, please. Hello? Hi, this is Rudy's father. Well, how is the weather in Ireland? She's 5. Oh, you do? No, thank you. I don't want to talk to Sean. Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. And top of the morning to you, too. Honey, I thought I said to you that the rules of the house state that you do not pick up that phone and dial unless someone helps you. That's right. What's the matter? Come on.
I'm bored.
Really? I've got over $3 million worth of books I bought in your room.
I'm not into reading today.
You're not into reading today? But what about drawing some letters, some A's, some B's?
I did that already.
What about playing with Dad? I'll be your friend.
Can my friend Maria come over?
What do you mean, your friend Maria? I'm your friend.
No, you're my daddy.
Are you kidding me? Daddies make the best friends. Why do you think dogs always hang out with them?
Can Maria sleep over?
Well, I'll ask Maria's mother and father.
Can a few other friends sleep over?
Sure. You want to fly in Sean from Ireland?
All right, guys, get ready to go.
Dad said I can have a few friends sleep over.
You're going to have some of her friends sleep over tonight?
Well, dear, didn't you always say that we should entertain more?
But tonight? Cliff, you know I'm not coming home until late.
Listen, I can handle it by myself.
All right, I'll get Rudy's class list. It has the parents' names and numbers on it.
Hi.
My favorite daughter.
What's up?
We're having some friends over for dinner. Like you to pitch in.
Great. Who's coming?
All some lively guests.
Okay, sure.
Old clothes.
Rudy, Rudy's having a sleepover.
Ah, Dad, I just remembered. I have plans tonight.
Okay, go ahead. We'll just use your room while you're gone. Closing the ranks. No, don't knock each other down. About face. All right, as fast as you can, take off your clothes. And after you take off your clothes, go to bed. What?
We just got here.
That's right. So go to sleep, then you get up in the morning, and I'll take you all home. Now, I want you all to repeat after me. I promise...
I promise...
not to run outside of the house.
Not to run outside of the house.
I promise...
I promise...
not to run inside of the house. I promise...
I promise...
not to touch...
not to touch...
pick up...
pick up...
step on...
step on...
anything that looks interesting. Y'all are starting to get a little weak now. All right, does anybody here have any notes?
What?
Notes from your parents. Any notes? All right, would you bring it over, please? And what is your name?
Desiree.
Desiree. Yeah, I better take these things and put them in my pocket because Dimples people steal them. You go sit down. Who else has a note? Now, what is your name?
Nauka.
All right. It says here that you are a compulsive gambler. That you are wanted by the police. Is this correct? All right, but it does say that you're allergic to milk. Is that correct? I mean, can you eat a cookie with milk in it? Have you ever had a cookie? Then you won't get any hair either. Go sit down. All right. May I see you for a minute, please? I don't remember picking you up. Were you in the car when I drove up to the house here? Now, I don't understand how you got in the house with us if he wasn't in the car with us.
You know Peter, Daddy. He lives across the street.
You're Peter from across the street? Well, how did he get in the house?
He was playing outside when you said, everybody get in line. Can he stay, Daddy?
Do you want to stay? Okay. Son, go across the street and ask Mrs. Chiara if it's all right if Peter can stay.
Okay, Dad.
All right, we go sit down. Come here, please. Yes, come here, Double Vision. And your name is?
Kyle.
Dana.
Do you sing or dance?
We don't dance.
When you're in school?
No.
Do you know some little songs?
Yeah.
What?
You wanna do the other?
Zula, would you do it for me?
Yeah.
Let's, I would love to see it.
Una, dos, tres, seis, away. I met my boyfriend at the candy store.
Now, wait. Boyfriend. Huh? You don't have a boyfriend?
No.
But you see, you just said you met him at the candy store.
A game.
It's just a game?
Yeah.
Honest?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Una, dos, tres, steady, away. I met my boyfriend at the candy store. He brought me ice cream, he brought me cake. He brought me lemonade.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. How old is this boy? Yet two. He's 2 years old, and he's got money for ice cream.
Mommy,
again.
Stop because I'm going to play the game.
Go ahead.
Una, dos, siesta. Daddy, eat. I went. I met my boyfriend at the candy store. He brought me ice cream. He brought me cake. He brought me home with a bellyache. Mama, mama, I'm so sick. Call the doctor, quick, quick, quick. Doctor, doctor, will I die? Can't survive and be alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm alive.
I think you all better sit down.
Dad, Mrs. Chihara said Peter can stay. She said we can keep him as long as we want.
Peter? Your mother says you can stay. Would you like that? Well, how's it feel to be the only man with 7 women? You sleep with me tonight. All right, got the bucking horse now. We have the championship. We're going for the last time around. Here comes our challenger. And Rudy Huxtable did not do well at all the first 2 times out, but I know this time that she's going to do well. All right, you know the rules. Arms sideways. All right, we're riding. And the horse looks like arms to the side. Now you're just falling off. And there she goes. She's doing it. And the horse, stay on and off. That was 12 seconds. One bad, one bad. All right, come on over. And here's sing a song. Here we go now. Arms out to the side, and Singh is riding, and the bucking horse is going all around. He's off to the side, and there he goes. She's riding well. She's almost. Singh did well. All right, come on over. What is your name again?
Nauka.
That's right. I'm so glad you got your name right. Arms, raise your arms up. Keep them off to the side. And the horse broke out of the stall. I'm sorry, you didn't do well at all. And I thought didn't I put these things in my pocket? Here, taking those dimples out. And here we go. Just climb right on up here. And put your arms off to the side. And here the horse is coming out of the stall. And about that. Nice try. Here we go. Next. All right. Just get climb right on up in there. She's up and hands to the side. And didn't do good at all. Just come on. I'm sure you ride better than your sister, don't you? Huh? Arms out to the side. You're doing fine. You got everything to look out. All right. Come on. Here comes my wife. She's gonna ride good. And the bucking, oh, look at Maria go. He goes into the tailspin. And she's good. She's got the prize, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. So far, she's the best. Okay. Up here. You just kind of ease into him. All right. Okay. Sit down. If the monster catches you, he will nub you in the neck. Sit down. You can't move till the monster moves.
So I just thought I'd stop in.
Hey, Rudy, how's my best girl?
You got some new brothers and sisters here?
Yeah. Well, some of the people, I delivered all these children, and they didn't want them anymore, so they brought them back. Everybody, into the kitchen, tell Theo to give you a cookie!
Son, it's just 5:45, and you're already pulling the old cookie trick. Means only one thing, you're running out of steam.
No, I got everything under control, Dad.
Yeah, I see you limping.
No, I'm fine. This is just track injury.
Son, I know buck and horse knee when I see it.
You are enjoying this, aren't you?
When I came to the door, I mean, it was clear to me that the tide was shifting. You were going out and the children were coming in. Now, you're going to be drowning in children in about 10 minutes. Lucky for you, somebody came along who can bail you out.
And you're telling me that you can control these children better than I can?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm willing to put my much-needed retirement money on the line for this.
Well, I don't feel I'm here talking about betting.
Well, I will bet you that if you'll leave me alone with these children for 1 minute, 60 seconds, they'll be sitting here as quiet as little angels.
Well, look, anybody can threaten children.
I'm not going to threaten them. Now, do you want to make the bet or not? $20.
It's been a long time since I took some money from you. But it certainly will be my pleasure. Hello, everybody. Granddad wants to see all of you. Have you all had your cookie?
Yeah!
All right, now go out for the bucking horse. Granddad, want to give me a bucking horse. Boy, your grandfather's in for it now.
He's here? I'll go say hi.
No. He's got to spend some time with the children here, unless you want to see him for the last time.
Why? What's going on?
Your grandfather bet me $20 that he could have the children completely quiet in 1 minute.
But that's impossible.
You better believe it, especially when the sugar from the cookies kicks in on him.
Dad, you should have bet him $50.
No, I can't do that. It's my father, man. It's hard enough for me to take $20 from him.
But you're gonna do it, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay, what'd you do to him?
Nothing special. These are 8 lovely children who can be well behaved with the proper supervision.
You're not going to tell me, right?
Not a chance. Come on, children, excuse me. I'm going to have to be going now. Thanks for a lovely visit.
Hey, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big football fan, right?
Sure am.
Love the gridiron.
How would you like to go to my football team's booster banquet?
How much are the tickets?
$5 a piece.
I'll take 8.
Thanks, Granddad. I filled my quota in the house.
Okay, thanks for coming over, Dad.
Oh, it's good to see you, son.
Have a good time.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye. Bye. What did my old gray-haired gentleman friend say to you? Go sit down. Rudy, come here, dear. What did Granddad say to you?
He said, if we were quiet and smile, you'll give us each a dollar in the morning. a live studio audience.